they didn't have what it takes to be an astronaut.
We don't fit the foreign diplomat.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by
the science careers work.
Cutting Ben's trip.
The banking world you need to mention to
the mere mention of their names.
But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. It's time for another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show. No special intro, because there was nothing special about what happened at Memorial Stadium on Saturday. Folks, the phone lines are open, 888-455-3776. That's 888-455-ESPN. The email is wide open at the Dent Popper inbox. Already have a few rolling into us. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'd love to hear from you. It's Mondays, Merck and Morris. Daryl Morris, head football coach UNK, Paul Merkowitz, head football coach Hastings College, both coming off nice wins as we expected on Saturday. And then we're just going to see where the program takes us. We're going to talk high school football playoffs at some point in the next couple of days. And tomorrow, the press conference, also a special guest tomorrow on the show, as we always have on Tuesday, to talk about the Huskers. Wednesday, Bob Jensen joins us, Huskerland Prep. We talk UNK athletics. And before we get right into it, I mean, just like I said on the promo this morning, going to leave it up to you, fans. I mean, is this, what do you say? I mean, we all know what happened. If you want to play the blame game again, I guess go ahead. If you want to say, if you've got some ideas, if you think you're more knowledgeable, fine. If you think there's still actually the quarterback was the reason we lost the game, then I guess chime in with that and we'll just kind of slap you upside the head. But, I mean, it's Huskers, Iowa State. It's embarrassing. Everybody knows it. I think the feeling was just shock. Nobody really got all crazy Saturday in Lincoln or in the Tri-Cities. It was just so much shock about what was going on. So we'd love to hear from you. Want to remind you, and we want to congratulate Hastings St. Cecilia and Lexington bringing home state cross-country titles Friday. On the boys' side, Dylan Eckel of Gibbon for the individual championship. So congratulations there. We're going to look at the playoff brackets for football. We're going to give you the times because they've almost all been set, and we'll give those to you as well. 888-455-ESPN.
Here's Renee from Bertrand.
Renee, good morning.
Good morning. I have something to say about our Huskers and our coaches. I am so proud of them because when Bo Pelini got on the press conference, he said that it all pointed back to him. And Sean Watson said, we have young players. We just need to keep walking with them, and we need to keep coaching them. And those are just awesome values for life. Those boys on that team are learning a lot of things, and so are those coaches. And if they'll stick with them, we have awesome kids, and we just need to celebrate them. And we need to keep backing them.
Thanks
and for, I am
thanks.
Proud of all of them.
Well, thanks so much for the phone call, and enjoy the Fort Worth Bowl.
you don't agree, Tony?
Well, you know what? It probably is. You know what? There's no sense in being all negative now and you know, blasting everybody up. Like,
well, there's no point in it.
There's no point in it. I don't know what you're going to harp on, whether you want to be the turnovers and none of those kids wanted to fumble the ball. Zach Lee didn't want to throw those interceptions. It happened. It seemed to be the old snowball going downhill. It just kept getting bigger and bigger. And every time you're trying to do, you know, it's the old, don't fumble the ball. Don't, you know, you remind yourself so often. You know, we've supposedly practiced with wet balls all last week to cope catch the ball. Well, now it's just in everybody's heads.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just overblown now.
It's some psychological, and because they're young, it's even worse, and you've turned it over so many times that it gets even worse. And the sad thing is, the strange thing is, Sean Watson got threw under the bus last week for saying we had young players, and then some people saying, well, they're not all young. Bo Pelini says afterwards that Roy Helu is not injured and that had nothing to do with the fumbles. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that for 1 minute that's not the case, because if that was the case, why wasn't he in there carrying it 25 times against a terrible football team and just winning it on the ground? I mean, why wasn't that the case? You win it on the ground. Like Oklahoma was losing earlier in the year. Just run the ball. You're playing an inferior opponent. Iowa State, +8 in the turnover margin, and beat us, Nebraska, by 2. And here's another thing. we turned it over 8 times. As great as this defense is, you can't get one from Iowa State. And Jared Crick jumped on one and he didn't cover it. Well, he didn't cover it. Iowa State got them all. I mean, that's that. If there's going to be criticism, yeah, great job defense. You didn't get any takeaways, and you're not getting them. It's not like it wasn't just Saturday. It continues to happen. This was a big deal with Callahan a few years ago. This was one of the reasons he and got out the door. And it's hard to bash the defense because they played so well. Everybody wants to throw Niles Paul under the bus. He had a career high in reception yardage on Saturday.
But he does some really dumb things, Doug.
Well, again, what are you going to do? This is the point where I'm sure the coaches are. What are you going to do? Who are you going to put in? You going to put in that true freshman? Should we play the JV squad? I mean, that's where we're at right now, obviously. We're playing guys that aren't getting the job done. Well, it's not like All-American Johnny is sitting on the bench.
You're right.
That's what's frustrating, I think, for Husker fans.
You know, apparently Niles Paul and Rex Burkhead were the two punt returners that we really trusted. Maybe the only two. Because now Burkhead out, it looks like Paul is the only guy back there. He's over there catching balls with his calves a half a yard inbound. I mean, you're never tied. Get away from the ball. I mean, that's just, you're just wishing something bad to happen upon you. You can't do those things. I thought Brandon Kinney came out, made two catches at the start of the third quarter, was never heard from again. I mean, I would think something like that, when you make back-to-back catches like that, maybe you're on the radar of getting some confidence, getting a little bit of in sync with your quarterback, maybe doing some good things, maybe a confidence, a level that he's maybe never seen out of you before. He's never heard from again. I don't understand things like that.
Well, let's start with some emails. Brandon fires in, Daddy, there is something that not even Callahan and company could do, lose at home to the Cyclones. Other than a fluke comeback at Missouri, this team should be 3-4 overall, 0-3 in the Big 12. I really have a hard time finding one more game this year that we would be favored in. Maybe Baylor, but is that how far we've fallen that we have to look to Baylor to find a game we'll be favored in?
Nebraska, 12-point favorite, by the way. Opened that last night. I wish I had an answer. Everybody's looking for that answer.
Let's go to Joe and Kearney. Well, guys, what else do you need? We need to start all over on offense. That's all I can say. Start completely over. We only scored 7 points against Iowa State. How can we even win the North now? Joe and Kearney, the sad thing is, we can.
You know, Niles Paul's running down the sideline.
That counts losing to Oklahoma, by the way. That counts losing to Oklahoma, Nebraska, still, as crazy as it is. Unless Kansas State really is that good. We still got it, but whatever. Okay. Eric says, our players should get rid of the gloves concerning the fumbles. Ryan says, guys, I am thinking we are back to square one. The only difference is that our defense is on top and our offense is in the tanks. There is nobody to blame for this. I am not a Zach Lee supporter, but he did not lose this game for us. Why can't Bo Pelini just tell us what the heck is going on instead of hiding every injury and being shady about the injuries? Niles Paul is a bad football player, but our whole wide receiver core is very weak. At best. Ryan points out a couple of things. Let me start with number one. Why can't Bo Pelini just tell us what the heck is going on? You know what? This is the thing that Husker fan is not going to like. Bo Pelini owes you nothing about telling you what the heck is going on. You see what you see. They're a little wondering what's going on as well. But Bo Pelini's not going to tell you everything. This is a football team, whether it's high school, professional, college. Some things stay in the locker room. And if they don't, then everything unravels on your football team, volleyball team, basketball team, baseball team, whatever it is. Some things stay in the clubhouse, and that's the way it is. That's why Bo Pelini can't tell you what the heck is going on. Second, Niles Paul is a bad football player. Niles Paul is not a bad football player. The whole wide receiver core weak. Well, maybe it is, but we knew that coming in. Again, Husker fan and football fan in general, just because, I mean, at the beginning of the season, we knew that that was going to be one of the weakest parts of the football team. What all of a sudden made you think that they were going to be one of the top three cores in the Big 12?
I want to know when the statues of outside Memorial Stadium will be erected of Todd Peterson and Nate Swift. Because you just forgot how good those guys were. How many balls did those two drop in their career? I'd like to know the answer to that because I bet it's below five.
Did you want to apologize to Zach yet since you just wanted to crush me last week? And again, I will say this. If you want to crucify him for the last pass of the game, it's better than throwing it into the scoreboard as they did the week before.
No, he learned from the week before. No, Zach Lee didn't lose this game for you. Zach Lee did as good as he could do. And apparently, Cody, they will not put Cody Green in the rest of the year. And that's fine. If that's the route they choose to go, and they want to prove everybody else wrong in the state, okay, that's fine, guys. Do it your way. I cannot believe on the last drive of the year you send Zach Lee out there. Zach Lee had zero chance to lead you back to a victory there. Zero. I don't know if Cody Green did either, but he had a better chance than Zach Lee did, and he didn't get on the field.
Well, John in Hastings agrees with you. He says, Cody Green, please, please. Lee cannot throw a pass longer than 12 yards accurately. Green's feet would give one more dimension to an offense which needs something. He'll make mistakes, but he can run for a third and four to move the chains. Second, Nebraska doesn't change something. They will not win another game after Baylor. And how sad is it that the Huskers had more turnovers than points? John in Hastings. John, thanks so much for the email.
Well, but they've obviously, John, went against our logic. And if you didn't put him in Saturday, I'll ask you, when are you going to put him in?
Well, he's with you. He agrees. He's not against you.
I know. I'm just saying out there.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel, as a Husker fan, if you or anyone, and I just mean this to anybody that considers himself a Husker fan, lower now or lower after Kansas hung 70 on us under Bill Callahan 3 years ago?
Now.
And I'm going to point this out. You have Bo Pelini now. You have Carl Pelini now. You have what you wanted. And in no way am I saying we should have Bill Callahan and that stuff that was going on. But that is one of the things that there are so many sidebars out here right now that just pop into your head. Bo Pelini didn't exactly get to hire every person on his staff. Some of this is going to start to fall on T.O. pretty soon, whether it's right or wrong. Because you're looking for answers, people are pointing fingers, and they're going to start pointing more fingers, and they're going to get more widespread. But right now, where they're at now, oh my. It seems like everything is bad. But if the defense is that good, I just still don't understand how you can't win that football game. It's Iowa State. I was a little scared last week, but I can understand if Austin Arnott and Robinson were playing, if they had the good quarterback and they had the good running back. I can understand. I can stomach that a little bit. But they were playing with no better than what should equal a solid Class A football team out of the state of Texas. This was horrid. I mean, that they should have sacked that quarterback almost every time he tried to get out of the pocket. And they got to him quite a bit, but they made two plays, and Nebraska still couldn't find a way. We still had five possessions we didn't turn it over on.
Doug, I don't know which way to go, and everybody wants the answer. What do you... I don't even know. I don't even know. Where do you start? I thought Mike Caputo came in for Hickman. I thought he played relatively well. I thought at times our offensive line just demolished them 4 yards down the field, and we pick up 4 or 5 yards, get up, do it again. But then there were other series where we couldn't get 2 yards. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know what that difference is. Well, the tight ends weren't overly utilized in the ball game again, which is supposed to be a strength entering the year.
Well, I'm going to continue to go back to this point. Roy Helu is hurt. And I think that's where it all starts from, because if Roy Helu wasn't hurt, he would have carried it more than 5 times for 24 yards. Dontrevious Robinson, 15 carries, 84 yards. Marcus Mendoza got in for 2 carries for 8 yards, and one of those 2 carries was pretty good, pretty good looking. And from what we understand, Marcus just isn't all there up top, and they're not sure which way that kid's going to run if they do hand him the ball. So you've got problems. And it's not like, as you just mentioned, whether it's injury or not, it's not like this coaching staff is waiting and just playing 11 guys. They have played a lot of players already, a lot, trying to find the right answer.
But, Doug, I think the effort across the board is there. I mean, you got kids. It's not like kids aren't competing. No, and that would be the sign that things are really going south.
Well, here's a question for you that Ryan poses, and I'll pose this to you. Bo Pelini says that Cody Green isn't ready. Well, then how can large programs such as Oklahoma, Southern California, and Michigan get true freshman quarterbacks ready? But we can't get it done in 10 months. Ryan. It's not Ryan, it's Ryan.
Ryan, I'm saying he's ready. I've said that for a long time.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll come back with more your thoughts on the Huskers. Love to hear from you via the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone lines are open, 888-455-3776. Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz coming up in the second half of the show, so get your calls in, your emails in now. Plus, we'll look at the high school playoffs as well coming up.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. To learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Access to accurate, up-to-date market information is critical in today's highly volatile environment. For concise grain and livestock commentary, cash grain bids sorted by zip code, price quotes on more than 50 commodities, and custom charting, check us out at the web at GoAgWest.com. The site has several unique features, and you're going to like what you see at GoAgWest.com.
You got GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Tonight, it's an NFC East battle when Philadelphia takes on Washington. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason, Steve Tasker, and me at FedEx Field for all the action. Can Donovan McNabb and the Eagles bounce back from their stunning loss to Oakland? Or will the reeling Redskins grab a win for embattled coach Jim Zorn? Philadelphia, Washington. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Catch it on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation tonight.
Mostly sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 56. Winds will also shift to the south later in the day at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay clear tonight with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, let's find out. Did we get somebody qualified for the two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture in Kearney? Because I heard that everybody had a good weekend. Hello,
everybody.
Daddy.
Did.
Daddy, I got eight right. I got eight right. Feel that.
Well, what did I get right, Derek?
Doug goes 8-2. Daddy, 9-1.
Great. Oh!
And the caller did pretty well, too, but 7-3 ain't going to cut it for Jim, so he didn't qualify.
Jim. So sorry.
Which one did I miss, Derek?
You missed, I believe you had, you had Michigan State beating Iowa.
Oh, bad call. Cost me.
You're close to running the table. You took Clemson?
And Doug, you took BYU over TCU, and you took Arizona State over Stanford. Those were the only two you missed.
I took BYU. Oh, no. I knew I took Arizona State. Well, how'd you do in your picks over the weekend? I heard you made money.
Well, we were 4-2, 2-1 in college, 2-1 in the pros, our losers. Texas Tech, my revenge bet, just went south. What in the world is going on with A&M's Jekyll and Hyde show they keep going on? And then,
well, it's the whole Big 12, but go ahead.
2-1 in the pros with Kansas City being my losers, never in that ball game, but hit the other two. Jets minus 6 at the Raiders, blowout, and Pittsburgh kind of got lucky there at the end maybe to cover that one, but we'll take it.
Who were your two college wins?
Texas over Missouri and Oklahoma State over Baylor.
Pretty easy for those two. Let's go to the phone lines. Rich in Amherst is standing by at 888-455-ESPN. Rich, what's up?
Yeah, I'd just like to comment. Daddy made the comment that sticking with what works, that Robinson did a pretty good job when he come in. And if I remember right, weren't we in the power eye with a fullback that whole series until we fumbled?
I think you're right on that. And it was like 4 yards every carry until he fumbled. I don't understand the difference between whether you're in the zone read offense or you're in the fullback blasting ahead leading somebody in the power eye offense. I would think the line would still have the same object, wouldn't it? That's to knock the guy on their ass across from them?
Yeah, but you got one more blocker. You got one more blocker with the fullback there.
No, I got you.
Rich, thanks for the call.
It just looked to me like on that series, everybody, I mean, it was across the line. It was a bulldozing effect. Everyone. It wasn't like the hole was 4 yards down the field where it needed to be. Everybody was 3-4 yards down the field.
Well, delusional Husker fan must not be able. I mean, it's Halloween this week. He's not going to be able to find his way out of the haunted house that he entered on Saturday. Delusional, what's up?
Man, it's bad. But in this time when we're searching for answers, I actually think I have it.
Uh-oh.
I got it.
Okay.
Soon as we get in the 25-yard line, we're kicking a field goal. Just kick the ball on first down. Just kick it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. What Niles Paul, that's 2 weeks in a row, bonehead mistakes. I just don't understand if his head's not right. And all the fumbles, those are all mental. That's focus and that's effort. That's all it is. You got to want it more than the other guy, and it's Iowa State, the doormat of the Big 12.
Certainly does look a lot like Leon Lett at times, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh. It's that punt, like you said, he's right on the out-of-bounds marker. The only thing that thing's going to do is bounce off his toe, go out into the field for Iowa State to cover it. That's the only good thing that's going to happen about that. I don't know what he's doing.
Delusional, as always, you're right on. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Another comment that was made, just where the boys are carrying the ball. They're switching it to the wrong hand as they're getting ready for impact, as opposed to keeping it in the hand that you want it in. And this is something that's taught at the high school level. So if that indeed is happening, there are some tech things there that they need to be looking at. Don't be going into the pile with your lead arm holding the ball.
Well, that's certainly true. But it goes back, Doug. It's just a head deal now, isn't it? I mean, once it's in your head, don't drop the ball. Damn it. I dropped the ball.
Here's Brandon from Oxford, guys.
Going all the way to Oxford.
The banana belt.
There you go. What's going on, Brandon?
Oh, not much. I just got a couple questions about the program. And on defense, we're very good, but the thing we're lacking is a playmaker in the back seven. Can't seem to get a turnover, whether it be fumble recovery, interception. And then on offense, we have no continuity. We run so many different sets and plays that I just don't think we have a thing we do well.
You know, and this hasn't been touched on. Tony, technically, Sean Watson is still running the West Coast offense, right?
Correct.
We didn't really touch about all these short passes and the runs and the formations. That's part of the West Coast offense. And I guess Brandon, maybe a Nebraska fan, just kind of thought when Callahan left that wasn't going to be what we run anymore. But I think that's still what they're attempting to do, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we need to get a little bit back to the power game. And Zach Lee did fine on Saturday, but I think that's his ceiling. He's not going to get any better. Cody Green, the potential's there. I'm not saying we win the game, but I just don't think Zach Lee has the playmaking ability this offense needs.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. ESPN. Let's go all the way to the fine city of St. Paul. Lauren is going to chime in. What's going on, Lauren?
Not much. Hard at it.
Another day in the big city. What's on your mind?
I just got one. The thing that frustrates me the most about that game there at the end is we had two series there at the end. We got one of the best field goal kickers in the country, and we don't even give ourselves the opportunity or the position or to do anything right. How do we end up in a 4th and 10, crying out loud, in four down territory, you know, to win the game? That's what's frustrating is, I mean, like a disconnect, which they're...
Well, Lauren, you're right. Thanks so much for the call. I mean, it is frustrating. I mean, what do you do there, Tony? I mean, you want to know the answer? We're not good. The problem is I thought we were decent enough earlier on in the year, and again, I'm going to point to the run game. We can't run the football. We had enough time on that last drive. Now, the very last drive where we got it back with a minute 50 or whatever, you got to get the ball out of field. We still, in the good old days, is what everybody wants to worry about, is we could have ran the football once or twice and probably got some yards. The sideline was there a couple of times for 10 yards. And then we get down to criticizing play calling. You know, first down was short, nothing. Second down was short, nothing. Then when you need the first down, then we take our shot down the field into double coverage.
Well, no, we threw it in the guy's face, mass first.
Well, yeah, it should have been picked downfield, but and then that set up the fourth down, which was picked.
Really, when you look back to opportunities, the best opportunity we had at scoring is if we would have trotted him out 52 yards away when Sean Fisher returned the ball to, the 35-yard line?
And again, where's the luck? That should have been a touchdown. Anybody that gets around the corner on a blocked field goal scores. The holder came back and got him. Greg in Hastings is waiting on the line. Greg, thanks for the call. What's up?
Well, no problem. Hey, I was just wondering, I was telling the guy earlier, does Sean Watson realize that he was really the guy that delivered the first blow to the chin of Nebraska football, so to speak, back in, what was it, 2000, by essentially running one play, you know?
And, of course, Greg's referring to Colorado.
Yeah, wasn't that the year Colorado beat dog snot out of us by running a fullback through one hole, pulling a guard around, and just running those little shifty running backs for hundreds of thousands of yards on a Craig Bowl defense, albeit. But, you know, he ran one play and essentially beat our brains in.
Greg, you're right. Hey, thanks for the call. Greg still sounds bitter about that. H-Man pointed that a long time ago in his emails. It's been brought up about how Watson in the 63-36 Nebraska eventually goes on to the Rose Bowl, 62-36, whatever it was. But, yeah, they just ran right up the middle on us, fullback, I-back, fullback, I-back, fullback, I-back, and everybody had 500 yards that game, and they ran right over us, and Sean Watson's not doing that with the personnel that we currently have.
Look, it was in the third quarter. I believe we completed a third and 11, third and 12 with your famous screen pass. That it worked. It worked the first time. Yeah. So then we get down to the end of the game, and it was third and 17. And, you were visibly just went about nuts because you're thinking, yeah, it worked the first time, but we go right back to it thinking, I mean, did you really think the second time it was going to go for 20 more yards? And they blew it up about, 3-yard gain?
Yeah, third and 17. Let's throw 1 yard and see if we can get enough for it. I don't know. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. Your phone calls, still welcome. Your emails, love them. Dent Popper, home of the arm aligning. Get some good news. You need your vehicle fixed up. Go see the boys at the Dent Popper on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See how much money they're going to save you. They save you money, plus your vehicle looks good again. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to Irish Ken, the big Notre Dame fan. Boy, they eke out another one this weekend, Ken. In my opinion, says Ken, the World Herald reporter who has been slinging mud at Bo and Sean is just another journalist trying to make a name for himself. I think all you experts who never coached a college game in your life need to butt out. I hope you get Cody Green the rest of the year, so you shut the hell up, Irish Ken.
Thanks, Irish Ken.
Joe says, guys, here is what concerns me. It's not like the Huskers have had just one bad game where maybe they were not focused enough. This offense is taking steps backward every week. It's just getting worse. That should not be happening 6 weeks into the season. These guys have no confidence at all, and it is showing on the field. So who can you blame? You blame the player and the coaches and just admit that we do not have a good team this year? We can go to a small-time bowl. Let's not get our hopes up and just start making adjustments for the future. Joe says. Again, we're getting worse because we have no run game. It starts right there. We're banged up. We're losing players. We do not have the same kids that we recruited. It's no different than what we said 3 weeks ago.
Doug, he doesn't owe us that, but it's so painfully obvious that everybody can see that he's hurt. I mean, he had a kid against Virginia Tech that seriously, I believe, was in Heisman talk if he ran like that the rest of the year. Roy Helu runs like he does against Virginia Tech, his name would be getting brought up. And not that there's a clear-cut favorite this year to win the Heisman. That might be one of the reasons. But he has been nowhere since then.
Mark and Minden said, did you hear that Bo's house got egged yesterday? Zach Lee is suspected because only 3 of the 12 hit the house. Rehash some of those old jokes. Fast Willie has chimed in. Straight at you, Daddy. Straight at you. Daddy, I am sorely disappointed in you this morning. How many times have you heard that? Zach Lee did as good as he could. If that is the case, then Green must be terrible to not be able to get on the field. Saturday was definitely not all on Lee. However, on the last two drives, Lee was, well, fill in the blank because I'm out of words. That appears to be no leadership on the offensive side of the ball. A collegist said that how Lee played on Saturday was Lee's ceiling. Then how can he be on the field? Again, Green must be horrible. I'm leaving work to go find a padded room somewhere, Fast Willie.
Good point. I'm not... Apparently, they see practice, Fast Willie. I don't see practice.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Gibbon. Jim chimes in. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, on a lighter note, this will make Daddy happy. I was flipping through the Sunday ticket yesterday, the NFL Sunday ticket, and I got to the Jet Raider game, and Coach Rex Ryan, the head coach, was dumping a bath full of Gatorade over Bill Callahan.
God, they showed him the whole time, like a half a minute of Callahan smiling. He's the one they showed walk across the field. You're right, Jimmy. After a blowout, woo, Callahan. See, he snapped another three-game losing streak. I guess the Jets should get ready for another one.
And he beat the Raiders, of all people, the tough Raiders. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, that it still kind of gets you. You still just want to rip the TV off the wall every time he's on it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should effort Coach Callahan this week. What do you think?
I guarantee how long that conversation. He's not doing interviews. Click.
Well, here's another email. One thing that no one is focusing on is I don't think our offensive line is very good. I don't know, Tony. You didn't really agree with that, did you?
I just thought at times we got such a, I don't know, at times it's just such Jekyll and Hyde from series to series. Maybe that fullback and that power eye made the difference. I don't know. It looked to me, from tackle to tackle, I guess you had to watch, I wish we could watch the Pliny show or Big Red Rabbit would show every play. Now Big Red, you know, the Big
we're
Red.
We're too worried about features on people, on kids, you know, on the players doing this, doing that, funny bits, all that. It ain't funny anymore. It's funny when you're winning. It ain't funny when you're losing. Let's go back to the Dent Popper. If I were a game planning against Nebraska, I would definitely make the quarterback try to beat us. Nebraska can run the ball well, but until they prove they can throw the ball down the field, they'll see 8, 9, and 10-man fronts. I know Green may not be ready, give him a break, but he's been there since last December. Let him learn by making mistakes and get him ready for the future. You take away the fourth period from the Missouri game, and we've scored 17 points in 11 of the last 12 quarters. Ouch.
Doug, you said that you thought Green would start the second half.
Well, I thought he was going to get an opportunity after the way the first half ended. I really thought, because the last drive of the first half wasn't pretty, and you were just at the point where you thought maybe if they were going to play him that was going to be the point, and it didn't happen. So whatever. That's where it's at, and we're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little UNK and Hastings College football. More from you as well back after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of my own!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. More good news for Vizio. Did you know they have twice the market share as Sony in the United States? Did you know their true LED technology you can get at Costco's Wholesale, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale locations near you today? Don't compromise. Go with number one. Go with Vizio. Incredible quality. Their new XVT LCD television delivers the absolute best in picture quality. According to technology editors, their new lines of LCD HD TVs, the most comprehensive on the market. Go with number one. Go with Vizio.
It's Danica Patrick, IndyCar Series driver. Over the years, I've driven a lot of different cars, but two things never change. No one demands more from their car than me, and nothing protects under the hood better than PEEK.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze is formulated with an advanced organic technology to protect any engine of any make, any model, any time. If you can drive it, PEEK can protect it.
And when I drive it, it better perform.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze in the blue bottle.
When you PEEK, you win.
Always maintain cooling system as specified in vehicle owner's manual, including top offs.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mostly sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 56. Winds will also shift to the south later in the day at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay clear tonight with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 43. So live your life.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here's a look at some of the playoff times from the area coming up. These are Thursday games. C1, 6 o'clock, Minden at Gothenburg. Battle Creek is at Hastings, St. Cecilia. 6:30, St. Paul at Pierce. And at 7, Fillmore Central at Grand Island Central Catholic. In C2, at 3 o'clock, Randolph is at Elm Creek. We'll have that game for you on our network of stations. And Kearney Catholics at Ravenna at 6:30. We'll have those games on Power 99. Blue Hill is hosting Southwest at 5:30. In D1, 2 o'clock, Clearwater Orchard at Overton right here on ESPN Radio. 4 o'clock, Eustace Farnham at Silver Lake. Alma is at Palmer. 6 o'clock, Callaway at Maxwell. Axtell at Burwell. 7 o'clock, Franklin is at Giltner. On Friday, Class A and B go, and in Class B, Lexington travels to Gehring at 3 o'clock Central Time. Alliance is at Aurora, 6 o'clock. Seward is at Adams Central at 7 o'clock. Those A and B games Friday, C and D coming up on Thursday. Well, nothing coming up this week for the Hastings College football team. They get the week off, and so lounging back in his luxurious recliner waiting for the World Series to start, Paul Merkowitz joins us, head football coach at Hastings College. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Perfect time to heal up a quarterback, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It's 9 weeks is a long way before you get a break, and so I think our guys are really looking forward to the week off.
Minuses to having a week off, I guess. You're kind of rolling right now. Normally you don't see an off week this late in the season.
Yeah, and you know, some of that, you know, you want to keep things rolling, and we'll still practice and we'll still do some stuff, but you know, I think our guys' approach has been really, really good all season. So I don't think the week off is going to take away any of the sharpness and the things that we've been able to do.
Coach, obviously, we say every week, when you guys rush the ball, you win. When you don't, you don't. You rush the ball.
Yeah, we did. We ran it pretty well. And, I was really happy with the way the guys played up front because they were really we hadn't seen a defense quite like this with that many people up on the line. They wanted us to throw the ball badly. And when we did, we were effective, but we were able to kind of, control the line of scrimmage and do some things very well that way, too.
Well, the reason they wanted you to throw the ball is you're still banged up there and Brett Stein came in for you.
He really did a great job. I mean, I don't know if he could have scripted it any better. You know, we didn't throw it a bunch, but when we did, he was able to get the ball. We got some big plays in the passing game. He hit Maurice on a deep ball in the third quarter that was thrown pretty well. And so he had really good command of what he was doing, ran the ball extremely well with the option and did some nice things. And so just really, really happy with the way he played.
Coach, I want to go back to Brett Stein. Tell his story a little bit for people that don't know it. He was on your junior varsity right as a senior.
Well, he was playing a little bit of wide receiver just to get him some work there. You know, he was our third-string quarterback coming into the season, and so we put him out at wide receiver, and he wasn't getting a lot of work on Saturday, so he did play in a couple of Monday games just to catch the ball and do some things and some live work. He had to go in a varsity game, and then as things kind of just started to unravel at the quarterback position, he took some reps a couple of weeks ago, backing up Justin Berry, and then finished the game, obviously, and then took all the reps or majority of the reps on Saturday.
Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach, joining us here from Hastings College after their 38-7 win over Dana College, where the defense again shut them down. 33 rushing yards, forced 5 turnovers, 6 sacks, and everybody did something well, it looked like.
They really did. There was one drive in there at the end of the second half where we had actually turned the ball over, and then we had a couple of penalties in there, and they took it down to the 1 yard line. They needed 4 downs to score from the inch line. Our defense was really just scratching and fighting to try to keep them out of the end zone. But after that, I think we put really good pressure on the quarterback. Our linebackers were all over the place, and then we really locked some things down in the secondary as well.
Coach, you mentioned you're still going to go out and get some work in this week. Who's got to heal up for you if you're going to continue the season, finish off with a couple wins, and make a run in the playoffs?
Well, obviously the quarterback position, we want to kind of see where we're at with that. And we got some really good yardage out of Nick Grummert this week. I think he really, really ran well, and so I think he's getting close to 100%. We've got some offensive linemen that have been playing a lot of snaps that I think are really going to enjoy the time in the training room and just get off their legs and knees. I know we're pretty sore. Same thing with a lot of our D linemen as well. And so I think collectively everybody just kind of want to take a deep breath and just kind of recover and then get ready for the last two games.
How bad is Troy's injury?
When they first assessed him, it was 2 to 4 weeks, and so next Saturday would be 4 weeks. He has not thrown still yet, and we're going to try and get him doing a little bit more exercises this week and then get him throwing next week and see where he's at.
See, that wasn't so hard. Coach Pelini, he's fine. He's just sitting here by me having a good time.
Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. And with the off week, I suppose you're going to get a chance maybe to watch some playoff games and look at some future Broncos.
Yes, that's where when you guys were reading through the game times, I was doing the same and just kind of seeing where we're going to go and who we can see. And so that's really nice with recruiting and things like that for us to take this week and kind of get a little bit more organized with a little of that and get out and see as many kids play as we possibly can.
Last question for me, Coach. You get the week off, Concordia, Midland, Lutheran. I just want your feeling so that the fans have a feeling. If you win your last two games, you're definitely in the playoffs. You maybe be in the playoffs. Where do you think you're sitting right now?
I really don't know. I mean, the 18th and 19th team lost this week, so we're hoping to move into the top 20 possibly. That'll come out later this afternoon. You know, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. Northwestern has a game with Sioux Falls, and then they finish up with Dakota Wesleyan, and so maybe we can get some help there. I don't know if they'll take 4 teams, and so I don't know what they would do, with us if we were to finish at 9-2 and they were to finish at 8-2. So I don't really know. Our kids have kind of stayed away from it, and I kind of have as well. I don't know if I don't want to jinx it or whatever. We're just going to get ready for Concordia and just kind of see where everything kind of falls out.
Coach, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll catch up with you again next week. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and they're going to pummel Concordia in 2 weeks. They're horrible. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's kind of like the RMAC. The GPAC has some teams that just aren't there. They're just not there right now.
It would be really unfortunate, Doug, that you would have to lose to Sioux Falls and the Morningside. those two games against quality competition like that and find yourself outside looking in at the playoff picture. That would be sick.
Doug and Daddy Show continues Mondays with Merck and Morris, the head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, Darryl Morris, fresh off his 70th career victory and 8th straight win for the Lopers. First time that's happened since 1977. It wasn't unexpected, but the Lopers were able to hit the road and pick up a 59-14 win against Fort Lewis. And Coach, you've taken care of the competition you've needed to take care of. We'll get to the big game this weekend, but kind of your recap of what happened on Saturday.
Well, you know, truthfully, it was a game that came down the way we thought it would. And we felt like, you know, if it takes us about a half a quarter or so to kind of get a handle on what they wanted to do and went into the ball game, not really knowing what front they might show us defensively. But once we figured that out, I thought our kids played pretty well on offense and defense, very businesslike, and we're, you know, able to get some touchdowns and open up a little bit of lead, play a lot of kids in the second half.
Well, that's one thing you always want to be able to get done is get some kids in there and get some things done. But you ran the ball, again, very effectively. But you threw the ball, I mean, 291 through the air, 306 on the ground. It's about as balanced as you'd want it to be.
Yeah, and that's something that we hope will kind of help us out this coming week against Colorado School of Mines, who's going to, for the most part, throw the ball a fair amount. We want to be balanced, and you know, it comes down to that way that we are a relatively balanced football team, able to throw and run. So I like our chances.
Coach, any concern the last couple teams maybe weren't up to the level you'd like to see your kids challenged?
Well, you know what, and I've been asked that before, and you know, from my perspective, yes. From theirs, I mean, you know, they're playing who's on the schedule and doing a good job. You know, even this week, we're not going to make a big deal. Our kids understand what's at stake, but they've been a group of guys that have pretty much been on point week in and week out, and I'm sure they're very aware of what's at stake, and it's going to be a big ball game with a lot of conference stuff on the line. So I think last week and the week before, a couple teams are a little bit short on their schedule, but we took care of business, and that's what we asked them to do.
Loper football coach Darryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Monday. Coach, the passing game seems to be more solid than it was the first couple of weeks. Is that Jake coming along? Is it the receivers doing a better job? Where is that?
I would say probably it's Jake just be more and more comfortable with the system, more and more confident with his own abilities, and then obviously the more times kids get the opportunity to play with each other, you know, they get on the page just that much more. They kind of in sync with each other. They're thinking the same things at the same time, and so I think it's a combination of things, but I think Jake is just becoming more and more confident in himself and his ability to lead our offense.
And Eli Hammond, all he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah, that's all Eli does, because he dropped two balls. He dropped two good passes to him the other day, but caught two touchdowns, so did a nice job running with the ball as well. So Eli continues to come around. You know, hopefully again, Ty Hilton will be able to play this week, and that'll just give us a little bit more.
Coach, I want to ask you about the regional rankings and maybe your assessment, if you could break those down a little bit for us and how that all works.
Well, you know, last week dropping from 2 to 6, and there are some things. Some of that is the RMAX non-conference record, not real good as a conference. Some of it is the fact that, you know, teams that we have beaten have begun to lose. UNO got beat again this week. Shadron State got beat by Pittsburgh State early in the year, and then Pittsburgh got pummeled a week ago. Wayne State lost again, so you have power ratings and power points by who you played, where you played them at home, at their place, you know, we're just kind of getting bit a little bit by some of the teams that we've played and beaten are now starting to maybe get beat up a little bit, and they're losing some games, and that hurts you in the power rankings.
Darryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's preview the big game this weekend. This is for the RMAC title. It's exactly where you want to be, at home, late in the season, with a chance to win the conference.
And I told our kids yesterday that you know, to the man, when we recruited them and they sat in my office, we told them that they would have an opportunity to play for championships here, and here it is. Here's your opportunity, and, you know, let's go out and take care of business, and let's be businesslike about it and keep everything in an even keel, but understand that there's a lot of RMAC ramifications at stake this week. I think they're completely aware of that. It's been a great group all year long of just staying on point and staying focused at the task at hand. I can guarantee people it is going to be a good football game. They are a good football team. Defensively, they're as good as anybody in our league up front. They're as good as we are up front on defense, and they're going to throw the thing all over the park. So it should be a great game to come out and watch.
Are you guys going to have a 100% strength as far as health goes?
I think we'll be close. Not 100%, but we will be close. Again, I hope Eric Sheely's back. I hope Tyrone Hilton is able to come back. Of course, we have lost Riley Newcomer for the year. We lost Shane Carehair for the year. So, you know, we're going to be a little bit short, but this time of the year, about as good as you could probably hope to be.
Of course, Mines had to go overtime to beat Shadron State. I'm sure a lot of people, that's the one thing they'll see. Oh, well, hey, you know, that's what they did. But it sounds like the defense is really going to have a heck of a game on Saturday. You've had so many kids step up. What do they do unique that maybe somebody else hasn't done?
Well, I think what they do unique is that, you know, the kid they have running their show for them offensively is good at it. And their offense is very, you know, it's like a Swiss watch. It runs very smoothly. When it's on, it is on. And I saw him throw some balls yesterday when we were watching film. We felt like the kid from Shattern had great coverage on it. He just stuck it right in there. So, and that's not unique, but it's a skill, and he's good at it. So, yeah, you know, chasing the quarterback, putting pressure on the quarterback, that spends a lot of energy on defense. So, you know, we're going to have to be able to get ourselves off the field come Saturday. And we're going to have to be able to, you know, our offense is going to have to be able to control the ball and keep their offense off the field.
You must be reading those analogy books on those long, long bus trips.
Well, you know, reading is, I'm working on that part.
Coach, as always, thanks for the time. We're looking forward to being there on Saturday and watching a great football game. Best of luck.
Should be a good one. Encourage people to come out and watch it.
You know what I want to do? I want to give somebody a chance to watch it, Tony. Let's give somebody a chance to watch it right now. Yeah, what's more than two?
Let's four? Two times two. Let's double it up.
You know, this would be so bad. This would be so bad. But you know what? Do you think UNK fans, they root for Danny Woodhead, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see an update on what happened to him? I didn't either. Leon Washington's out.
For the
Danny
year.
Woodhead was in the, yeah, for the year. Leon Washington out for the year for the Jets. Danny Woodhead played a professional football game yesterday. That is so awesome. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. I'm going to give you four tickets to the RMAC Championship game between UNK and Colorado Mines Saturday, 1 o'clock, if you can tell me what number Danny Woodhead wore yesterday. Danny Woodhead, jersey number yesterday. Call. I'm giving you four Loper tickets back after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Danny Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Here's some cold logic about hot water. When the whole family's showering in the morning, a regular tank water heater can't keep up. And when that pleasant stream of hot water runs out, a river of accusations and name-calling will follow. So why not get a Rinnai tankless water heater? It's Energy Star qualified, and you get all the hot water you need while saving up to 40% on your energy bill. Rinnai tankless water heaters. They make continuous hot water and a whole lot of sense. See them online at Rinnai.us.
Welcome to Progressive Theater, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Man, this beach party was so boss until the bikers showed up.
Don't be a square, Flapjack. Our party is great for everyone, just like Progressive.com. They're the number one insurer of motorcycles and a leader in boat and RV.
Well, if Progressive can include everyone, then so can we.
Anyway, us bikers aren't here to rumble. Now everybody dance.
Protect your vehicles. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfair Village, Ohio. Market positions from 2008, Millwood Brown and Harrison, Director of Survey Data.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelke Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelke's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelke Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelke Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 56. Winds will also shift to the south later in the day at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay clear tonight with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 43.
Must be really hard to make rankings. We got breaking news on the Doug and Daddy Show. UNK taking on Colorado Mines. It's coming up this Saturday at 1 o'clock, and who's going to go watch it?
Levi from North Platte.
Whoa! Home of the Bulldogs and the Irish. Never know if he's a Bulldog or an Irish. Congratulations to Levi. And you will be witnessing Colorado Mines take on the number 8 team in the country, the UNK Fighting Lopers. They are up 5 spots to number 8 in this week's Division II coaches poll. Number 3, number 8, number 9, number 12, all lost last week. So there's one of the reasons that they moved up. North Alabama still number 1. By the way, I said a couple of times on the air that Grand Valley State was the defending champion. They're not. They're not. It was Minnesota State that had came through last year and beat Northwest Missouri State in the final there. So I misspoke on that. But North Alabama, Central Washington, Northwest Missouri State, Minnesota State, Mankato, and Grand Valley State are your top five. Then Minnesota Duluth, Tarleton State of Texas, UNK, Texas A&M, Kingsville, and Bloomsburg are the top 10.
We can still hate Grand Valley State, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wayne State fell out, and so, wow. Wow. UNK's number 8 in the country.
Colorado School of Mines getting mentioned?
Yes, they are receiving votes. 6, 7, 8. They would be 29th in the country if you went that deep. A couple of other things. We haven't even had a chance to say congratulations to the New York Yankees for qualifying for the World Series for the first time in 6 years. They will be hosting Game 1 against the Phillies of Philadelphia right here on ESPN Radio Wednesday night. We will have that game for you. Philly at New York. Game 1, Wednesday. By the way, may he rest in peace, but Eric Gregg evidently was behind the plate again last night. When Andy Pettitte threw the first 2 pitches of the game outside and they were called strikes, the game was over. And I'm sorry, that's the way it is. Yeah, I hate the Yankees, but I'm tired of that. I was a fan of Tommy Glavine and Johnny Smoltz and all the boys, Greggy Maddux. I liked the Braves, and I liked them nitpicking, but I knew when they weren't strikes. And it's just sad. It's just plain sad that you are in a situation where you should be down to the best 12 umpires, 6-2 in the National League, 6-2 in the American League, and you got some clown behind the plate that is 30 years in and has no idea what a strike is. It's just flat sad. It's flat sad. It is so, it takes away from the credibility of the game. It takes away the credibility of going, who cares? Yeah, you won. Just throw Andy Pettitte 7 games because he can lollipop them out there for 7 games, and if they're going to call him strikes, he's going to win. And as they said, if Vlad Guerrero is complaining about the strike zone, who swings at everything, then you know there's a problem. And it's just sad. That's all it is. It's sad. The loss to Iowa State, sad and depressing. The way that Alabama should have lost to Tennessee, sad and depressing. The way Tennessee mismanaged the last 45 seconds of the game, sad and depressing. Again, who is the best team in college football? There is no dominant team out there. Also, sad, because all this is going to do is propel the argument or continue the argument that there should be 8 or 10 teams in there. If a Boise State and a Cincinnati and a TCU, pick who you want, if they don't get a chance this year, it will never happen, and disband all that there is about the BCS. Don't let these teams have any chance. Just take it. There's 6 conferences, and if you're not in these conferences, you have no chance to win the national championship.
Well, you got that out of the way, Doug. That's like a whole other show almost. But at least you got to see the replays of all those close pitches last night from Andy Pettitte.
Again, I'm pointing this out. They did not replay it when Andy Pettitte threw a pitch outside. But when they rang up Jeter on a 3-0 pitch, which was ball four, they replayed it five times. Don't tell me they're not biased towards the Yankees and want the Yankees in there. It's fine if you want them, but don't be biased. If you're in the media, if you're biased, then you're not professional. And then you're not doing the job you should be doing. It's just, again, I use the word sad. Want to thank Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football coach, UNK football coach Daryl Morris for joining us today. And to all the fine folks who emailed and called into the show, we sure appreciate it. It keeps things rolling along. Tomorrow, we'll have a special guest to talk Husker football, Bo Pelini's press conference, a lot more with the high school football playoffs. Stu Pospisil will join us as well tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll see you in 23 hours, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.